Title: Bassline Theory System. Bassline Swing in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is for the people who already know how to write a bass line and already know how to swing a break, but you're still chasing that specific old school jungle thing where the bass doesn't just play notes. It leans, it answers, it drags a little, it pushes a little, and it feels like it's physically wrapped around the drums. We're building a repeatable system in Ableton Live 12 where you create swing in MIDI, then you resample it, and then you slice the audio so the groove becomes part of the sound itself. That's the big idea. Not MIDI notes with swing, but audio that has swing baked into the transient, the saturation bloom, and the envelope recovery. That's where the rude 90s bounce lives. First, session setup so swing behaves predictably. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to suggest 165 as a good middle ground for classic jungle and early drum and bass momentum. Set global quantization to 1 bar, just so you can record and loop safely without chaos. And grab a break. Amen. Think funky drummer, whatever you like, but get it looping clean. If it's a full loop and you're warping it, use Complex or Complex Pro so the loop holds together. If you're using one shots, turn warp off, keep them crisp. Now let's build a bass sound that actually shows swing. Because here's the truth. If your bass is too shiny and smooth, microtiming barely reads. The ear catches timing from attack and upper harmonics, so we want a bass with a fast, percussive front. Something that goes TCHK at the beginning, even if it's still deep underneath. Create a MIDI track and call it Bass MIDI. We'll do a stock operator resish thing. In operator, use a simple 2-osc setup. Osca to out. Ask B to out. Saw on A, full level. Saw on B as well, but pull it down a bit, like minus 6 dB, and attune it slightly, 7 to 15 cents. That's enough to give width and chew without turning into a trance super saw. Turn the filter on, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz as a starting range. Don't worry about the exact number yet, because we're going to make movement and pluck happen with envelopes and distortion. Amp envelope. Keep the attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 600 milliseconds depending on how snappy you want it. Sustain can be super low, even down at minus infinity, if you're relying on note length for sustain. And release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That release matters more than people think, because if the release overlaps the next note, the groove blurs. After operator, add saturator. Analog clip mode is perfect for this. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. We're not just making it louder. We're adding harmonics that make timing readable. Then put auto filter after saturator, also LP24. Turn on envelope amount, maybe plus 10 to plus 25, and set envelope decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds. This is a key move. It makes each bass hit have a little snap, like a plucked front. That snap is what your swing grabs onto. Optional advanced teacher note here, if you want the swing to read even more, make a parallel edge layer. Duplicate the track or use an audio effect rack chain, distort that parallel chain more, high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, and keep it low in the mix. You're not adding volume, you're adding edge so the groove speaks. Now write a bass line that's designed to swing. Open a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a key like F minor or G minor. Old school bass lines aren't just notes on the kick. A lot of the feeling comes from answering the snare and leading into the next kick. Think call and response with a break. So conceptually, in bar 1, put a bass hit after the kick, not on top of it, and then a syncopated hit that sets up the snare. In bar 2, do a small variation and add one extra ghost note, something short and cheeky that feels percussive. Now here's the part that separates advanced from average. Note lengths. Main notes can be an eighth to maybe 3/16 long. Ghost notes should be really short, like a 16th or even less. Leave gaps on purpose. Jungle needs air. If your bass is constantly sustaining, you flatten the break. Velocity shaving helps too. Main hits maybe 90 to 120. Ghost hits 30 to 70. And if your synth is set up so velocity affects filter or envelope, now your groove has dynamic phrasing, not just timing. Next, groove pool swing. But we're going to treat it like a starting point, not a solution. Open groove pool and load an MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 57 to 62. Classic, drag it onto your MIDI clip. Then in groove pool controls, set timing around 20 to 40%. Start at 30. Velocity groove amount can be 0 to 20% if it helps, but don't force it. Random should be tiny, like 2 to 6%. Drum and bass hate sloppy. Base should usually be 1/16. Now, important move. Don't commit immediately. Listen first, and when it's close, then commit so the micro-timing becomes real note positions you can edit, because the next stage is where it becomes yours. Manual micro-timing. Push and pull. Keep your snare as the reference. The snare is home base. Now pick a few bass notes and nudge them deliberately. Notes that answer the snare, drag them slightly late, around +5 to +15 milliseconds. Notes that lead into something, especially pickups into the snare, push slightly early, -5 to -12 milliseconds. This is one of my favorite old-school tricks, negative swing contrast. Push the pickup early, then drag the answer late. Early pickup, late response. That recoil feeling is the elastic jungle bounce, and don't eyeball it. Think in milliseconds. 10 milliseconds can be huge once it's audio, especially after distortion. If you want to get disciplined, consolidate a section later, zoom way in, and identify 3 to 5 anchor bass hits per 2 bars that must be consistent. Let everything else dance around those anchors. Okay, now we lock the bass to the drums before we print it. Put a compressor after your tone chain. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track, or better yet, a ghost kick trigger if you want consistent pumping that doesn't change when the break changes. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't destroy your transient. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, tuned by ear to the tempo. Set threshold, so you're getting maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on main hits. Then optionally EQ. If the bass fights the body of the break, try a narrow cut around 180 to 260 Hz. Keep the true sub stable, usually around 45 to 70 Hz depending on key. And remember, if you're splitting sub and mid later, the sub should be the straightest part. Let the mids do the dancing. Now the core, resampling. This is where the system becomes real. Create a new audio track and call it bass resample. Set its input to audio from bass MIDI or from a bass group if you have layered chains. Arm the resample track. Solo the bass if you want it clean, or record it with drums if you want that interaction vibe printed in. Record 8 bars, not 2. 8. Longer prints capture tiny evolutions, and that's what makes it feel performed instead of looped. While you record, feel free to do subtle reval time tweaks. A tiny filter movement, a bit more drive for a section, maybe even micro pitch dips on the mid layer like 10 cents down over 100 milliseconds on a couple hits. If you print it, it becomes part of the audio character and it slices beautifully. Extra coach note, once you resample, you're not just moving note start times, you're moving transient shapes, distortion bloom, and envelope recovery. So a 10 millisecond offset in audio can feel bigger than a 10 millisecond MIDI nudge. When you edit audio, listen for the pluck onset, that little filter snap, not just where the fundamental pitch feels like it starts. Now that you have audio, we can tighten or exaggerate swing with warp without killing the vibe. Double-click the resampled clip. Turn warp on. For bass, try tones mode, grain around 8 to 20. If it's harmonically messy, use complex but keep an ear out for smearing. Add warp markers only where you need them. Minimal markers. The goal is feel sculpting, not grid worship. Here's an advanced swing move. Don't quantize the whole thing. Pick 2 to 4 hits per 2 bars that you want to drag. Put a warp marker and pull it later by 10 to 25 milliseconds. Just a few. If everything is late, the track just feels slow. Selective lateness is where the bounce comes from, and there's a fun, very old-schoolish trick if you want urgency. Do your resample recording at, say, 164 BPM, then set the project back to 165 and warp the bass minimally. That slight time pressure can make it feel like it's leaning forward. Use sparingly, and only if your bass survives the warp without losing bite. Next, slicing to drum rack. This is where resampling becomes an instrument. Right-click the bass audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if the bass has clear hits. If it's super consistent, you can slice by 1/16. Now you've got a rack of simpler slices. And now you can do classic jungle edits instantly. Stutters before snares, little pitch drop fills, half-bar mutes, and quick re-triggers that feel like those old sampler hands-on moments. One slicing detail most people miss: when you adjust slice start points, place the slice a few milliseconds before the transient, not exactly on it. That preserves the attack so it hits hard. If you slice exactly on the spike, you can soften the front edge and your swing gets less readable. On the whole rack, add a bit of processing, a gentle saturator, drive 2 to 5, soft clip-on, a glue compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB gain reduction to unify the slices, and keep low-end disciplined, everything below about 120Hz mono. Let the mid layer have a little stereo smear if you want width, but the weight stays centered. Now arrangement, because swing isn't just a loop trick, it's an arrangement parameter. Try a 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, filtered bass, minimal swing, build tension. Bars 9 to 16, full swing with the breaks, this is your drop A. Bars 17 to 24, variation, where every 4 bars you do one slice-based edit, maybe to half bar dropout before a snare. Bars 25 to 32, drop B, darker filter, extra ghost bass notes, slightly heavier saturation. Ear candy rule. Every 8 bars do one small signature move. A bass mute for an 8th note, a 1/16th stutter into the snare, or a quick pitch dip, like -2 to -5 semitones for one hit, just to make the crowd go what was that? A quick list of common mistakes to avoid while you build this system. First mistake, swinging everything equally. If every note is late, it's not jungle, it's just dragging. Second, too much random and groove pool. Over about 6 to 8% start sounding messy. Third, ignoring note lengths. If your notes overlap snares, the groove collapses. Short notes and intentional gaps are your friends.